Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes Talk Show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder and your host for tonight's program. For those of you who are listening for the first time, just some quick information. Our website is www.talkingwithheroes.com. Plus, we have a news site where we add stories every single day for, by, and about our troops, our veterans, families, and those organizations who are supporting them. It's www.thankyouforyourservice.us. Again, for those of you listening for the first time, we began with a weekly audio program back in December 2005. And then from 2006 to 2011, I made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, documenting with our troops their mostly, even till today, their mostly unheard positive and progress stories, what they were doing outside the wire and helping the people. And so far, as of last night, 270,284 people have watched one or more of 300-plus video episodes on these missions with our troops. And that's youtube.com/BobC9246. And it's escalating. I'm just amazed watching the YouTube counter. It seems like every month the numbers are growing, and that's because we're reaching out to more people. And the videos are just as important today as they were then. It tells the story. Oh, like I think it's Paul Harvey just said, now for the rest of the story. Well, this is the rest of the story. It's the story of our men and women, what they were doing over there that most of America hasn't heard much about. Well, about 7 months ago, I received a call from a gentleman named Bert Gillette, and he is one of the leaders of an alliance of military support groups. At that point, they had 19 members. It's www.r4alliance.org. And I was excited because I've been talking for years with military support groups that it'd be nice once in a while to work together, to team up. And it's what it's done in the military, you know, it just seemed like it's working there. It should work with us too. And but we agreed to a strategic partnership very quickly. And so once a week, I dedicate our weekly, Thursday night weekly program. Sometimes it's not on Thursday, but and I help each of their members, now, by the way, 50-plus members, to create a 25 to 30-minute program that they can use for a long time. So this is not an interview. This is a program, like a little infomercial that they can use. And so far we've helped over 30 of their members, including caregivers and young people, recently talking about growing up in their military families. Really powerful stories from these young people, folks. Really should check it out. And if you've missed any of these programs, again, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. On the left column, click on the story titled TalkingWithHeroes.com features new programs with members of R4 Alliance. Now, R4 Alliance also has strategic partnerships. Like I have, I introduced an organization some months ago called Rally Point, the R4 Alliance, and now they have their own strategic partnership. And a few months ago, we had a program with Special Forces veteran Enon Weiss, and he is the Rally Point CEO and board member, and that's rallypoint.com. They are the nation's largest military community. Rally Point was founded in 2012 by 2 military veterans at Harvard Business School to help make military life, backed by 2 of the U.S. military's recent Joint Chiefs of Staff. Rally Point connects its members and gives them the best tools possible to succeed, both while in the military and beyond. And he shared a lot of great information for our veterans and military. On this program, we have another veteran from Rally Point, and he's going to be talking about a big event that's coming up in Boston in April. So it is an honor to introduce Captain Brandon Charters, United States Air Force. Welcome, Brandon, to the program, and thank you again for your service to our country.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here, honored, and really appreciate the time to talk with you today.
Absolutely. Well, I've been enjoying talking to you now for quite a while. We were talking off the air. You've been helping a lot. This is part of being alliance and collaborating, right? We've been helping each other's groups and all that. But if you don't mind, if you could start out most people haven't heard of you maybe yet. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Talk a little bit about your career in the Air Force and what led you to Rally Point.
Sure, Bob. Yeah, appreciate it. So I was 5 years active duty Air Force. I was ROTC commissioned out here in Sacramento in California, and started my Air Force career and got into the Air Force Space Command in mission management field. So I got to do all kinds of neat stuff with rockets, really. I got to build some missile defense systems, got to do some small, medium spacelift rocket development, and worked for a program called the Rocket Systems Launch Program. And we did a lot of work with recycled ICBM motor assets, and we used that for, you know, space launch operations and testing hypersonic vehicles. Did a lot of the really neat research and development stuff on active duty. So I enjoyed that. Was active duty 5 years, and got in touch with Aaron and Enon as I was as a veteran and out of the military. They reached out and were looking for an Air Force guy to kind of work on the very intricacies of the military language involving, you know, Air Force members. And so I jumped in and started helping with them as a technical advisor. And sure enough, you know, later on now I'm working on the account side of the house for the company.
Okay, that sounds great. So tell us a little bit, maybe people that didn't listen to the last program at Rally Point, tell us a little bit about Rally Point and about the growth. The growth is just incredible.
Yeah, we're really excited, Bob. So we're over 500,000 members now, and it's really been great. The organic outreach, you know, from members that are on the site that are engaging every day. You've seen the discussions. It's just really rich content, you know, mentorship going on from, you know, all ranks, all service branches. You got private first classes, you know, talking to general officers and getting real advice, you know, within the platform. So from a content perspective, it's really rich in what the members can get out of it. And, you know, the transparency into finding assignments, you know, on active duty is something that we're really proud to show. I've had a close friend of mine, you know, network an active duty assignment, or actually was on active duty and found a reserve assignment, you know, just through using Rally Point as a tool for networking on active duty. And then you've also got the transition option, so you can start talking, you know, to veterans who've transitioned out and work for great companies out there like Time Warner Cable or Farmers Insurance or any of these awesome tech companies. We try to put that platform out there for members to connect both on active duty and when they transition out.
Okay. And well over, I mean, of the 550,000 strong membership you have right now, well over, what, two-thirds or higher are active duty military and veterans, and then you have some like me that are civilians, right?
Right. We do have a great civilian population, too, on the site. There's civilian supporters, you know, just like you on the site that, you know, care about the military community and, you know, are actively recruiting military members, you know, because it's a smart business decision from a company perspective to hire a veteran to grow within your organization, become a management level leader within the company. So civilians are awesome on the site. They actually really do, you know, help with that recruiting aspect that we really, really hold really valuable for the site.
You also have I think you lose this a little bit there, but you have a lot of companies out on Rally Point, and they're there more to reach out to veterans, maybe like job opportunities and education, stuff like that?
Sure, yeah. We have universities and employers both that get on the site to recruit. They definitely had that as an opportunity. But they're also sharing stories of veterans within their organization that have done great, amazing things. You know, Time Warner Cable is one of our big employers on the site. And, you know, there was a member, a master sergeant in the U.S. Army that was on Rally Point for 72 hours and, you know, reached out by a Time Warner Cable recruiter and was hired within that time frame. It's pretty awesome to see just how many recruiters we have out there that are, yeah, reaching out and touching the military community. And you had a member that was on there not even, you know, a full week and found a job out of it. So we're pretty proud of those kind of stories.
So a veteran or somebody in the military right now listening, what's the process, if you don't mind sharing that? Like, they go to rallypoint.com, and what do they do from there?
Sure, yeah, come to rallypoint.com. Really, it's easy to jump in and just, you basically pick your service affiliation, what branch of service you're in, sort of laying out what units you served in and those kind of things, and just basic personal, you know, information that you would fill out on any kind of a professional network. And, you know, basically fill that out, and you're on the site and you're connecting with, you know, folks that you served with, both on active duty and then folks you may have crossed paths with as a veteran. So it's a really easy sign-up process, but it's at rallypoint.com, and go right there, and there's a really easy onboarding process.
And I've only been on there, I think, like 2 months now, And I've already had military personnel that I was with their unit in Iraq or Afghanistan. Somehow they're finding me on there. But I've also had civilians that have reached out to me, veterans. Yeah, it's really exciting. Now, I don't know if this is within what you do there at Rally Point, but are you aware of, I mentioned earlier, the strategic partnership with Rally Point and R4 Alliance? If you are, how does that work? I mean, what do you think of what's happening with R4 Alliance and all that, working together and all that?
Well, you know, Enon really has kind of been heading that up. It's really been his initiative. But what I can tell you is that we're always out there reaching into the community, just like yourself, trying to, you know, build partnerships within, you know, veteran-focused organizations that, you know, are trying to spread the word about either, you know, transition opportunities or ways that we can support each other while you're, you know, currently on active duty. So, you know, talking to you and R4 Alliance is just a part of our, you know, standard operations. We love, you know, connecting and kind of growing our partnerships in that direction.
Okay, now you have a big event coming up. I wish there was somewhere I could be there, but it's called Rally Point for Industry 2015, How to Source, Recruit, and Retain Military Talent in Boston, Massachusetts. Tell people about this event. Talk about the vision, you know, what some of the events are, and maybe some of the speakers, because the speaker list is amazing. Actually, I know one of them, George Bernlower, from years ago.
Oh, you do know George. Yeah, great. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, no, I was just going to say George is a part of the Eaton Talent team, and he really heads up the veteran recruiting effort there. He's been a huge supporter of ours, so I'm excited to know that you're in touch with him as well.
Well, one of the company he was with years ago was one of a group of sponsors for one of my trips overseas to Iraq. So that's how I met George, and really enjoyed talking with him over the phone. We've never met personally, but yeah, I was excited to see his name there. So tell us a little bit about this event coming up.
Sure. So, Rally Point for Industry, you can actually learn all about it at industry.rallypoint.com. And you go on and you basically can see the speaker list there. And we're excited. It's the 16th of April. It's in Boston. And we're going to have really all of our direct partners and their direct network of recruiting professionals that are just really focused around hiring military members. So we've really found kind of a gold standard within our early partners at Rally Point of partnerships we've built with industry that, you know, folks like George really get military talent. They understand, you know, the benefit of having veterans within your organization. And they've built really amazing gold standards of practices of how to do it. Because veterans are a hot commodity. Everybody wants to hire them, but there's a certain, you know, process you need to build in place at your company to do that. So the whole point of Rally Point for Industry is so that everybody gets together, talks about your best practices. We've got a lot of great folks that are going to speak. Vice President of Talent Acquisition at Time Warner Cable will be there. Paul Turvon, he's an Army Lieutenant Colonel, and he's really built an awesome recruiting team around him at Time Warner Cable to kind of facilitate that pipeline of great veteran talent, and it's evident in their leaders that they have at the company. So we're just going to talk about the best practices there, and we're also going to have a networking event for local Boston veterans to talk to these recruiters. We have these, you know, great names like George there, and we want them to connect and, you know, pass a resume along after the event since we have all those great folks there.
Yeah, I was reading about that. You're calling it a grab a drink and give a resume event, 2 hours, so that they can actually meet some of these companies.
Sure, yeah. Why not? You know, we have all the great, you know, talented recruiting professionals in the same spot. I mean, this is just a great opportunity for the local Boston veterans to get involved too. So we're excited to have them come out and introduce themselves to these great companies.
So veterans listening, before this event happens, is there a cost for them to come there, and how would they register?
No, veterans are not. We're going to have veterans won't pay anything. They're going to be able to go into basically a registration process here really soon. We're going to turn that live. We've got April 16th as the date of the event, but stay posted within, you know, Rally Point Communication. We're going to have a page where they can go in and actually sign up to be there at the event. And it won't cost them anything. Just want to make sure we have a good count on numbers and we can support them there. So, but we'll have that out probably within the next week or two.
Okay. Are you going to do a news release, or can you send me some kind of article and I'll post another article and connect it with this talk show page for your show tonight too?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would just say also stay tuned to the industry.rallypoint.com page, and we're going to put a lot of all the information for the event right there. So check in with that, and see as the speaker list may grow over the next few weeks, and we're looking forward to putting all the news and information there. And then I'll send you whatever I have to you, Bob.
Okay. What's that website address again? I'm going to write it down. Other people may be too.
Yep. It's industry.rallypoint.com.
Industry.rallypoint.com. Good.
Yep.
Okay. Actually, I think we have it on the talk show page.
Yep,
okay,
there was
cool.
Linked to it on the talk show page. Exactly.
Okay. And where do you see this going? I mean, I'm seeing a trend here in the last 6 to 8 months that's just so exciting about basically veterans leading the way. Would that be a good description? I mean, at RallyPoint, a lot of your staff are veterans, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely value the veteran leadership that's out there. And, you know, Aaron and Enon both, you know, representing, you know, both the Marines and the Army as veterans, you know, kind of took the idea of RallyPoint and grew it into what we have today. But we're strongly rooted in our veteran, you know, foundation.
Okay, well, one of the things I hear a lot on these programs is with the veterans leading, you all know what your needs are, right? And so
sure.
A lot of you have been through the same things other veterans are going through right now, and you've created systems to help everybody. Is that pretty accurate?
Sure. Absolutely. I think we you step into RallyPoint and you just kind of read the conversations, you're going to see some mentorship that you just won't see in any other social or professional network. You're going to see, you know, the discussions regarding, you know, how to get promoted within the military, you know, discussions about military leadership, you know, all of those things that are very unique to military members. You're finding some very interesting information there. And you're also seeing, you know, an influence score between members and understanding as to, you know, how well you're received in the community. And it's a kind of a neat competition between members. You know, you notice if you connect with somebody or, you know, you're voted up in discussions, it's really cool to see the influence scores. Members really take to that because they want to provide great mentorship. And you know, at the end of the day, we're seeing great information, you know, even members helping each other out with issues like PTSD. So, you know, it's a lot of really neat information out there for the members to take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up about mentorship. Is there like a particular link on rallypoint.com when somebody's registered now or they're set up on there? How would they find that? How would they find the mentorship part to talk to people?
Sure. It happens actually every minute within RallyPoint. There's a question that comes up and you'll see members sort of taking a mentor role in really bringing the younger enlisted troops under their wing and saying, you know, here's what you should be doing in regards to a certain case study. You know, you're at a unit and you come across an issue and you don't really have that, maybe that outlet right next to you, or you don't have the direct commander's door to talk to the 06 or the 05 about something. So you put the question out there to the community and you get really honest and good responses from, you know, real service members. And I think that's the real value there is the mentors are everywhere. They comment on discussions. We've got general officers on RallyPoint that monitor and listen in and actually provide input too. So it's really great. I think there's really no designated mentor. I think everybody within RallyPoint feels they fill that role and they want to, you know, give back in some way. When they hear someone kind of crying out or, you know, asking for help, they definitely jump in and help with that mentorship role.
So basically you have like maybe the newer soldier, the newer person in the military, and then people like you mentioned a couple of Joint Chiefs of Staff. So people that were in the military or are in the military for a lot more time, a lot more experience, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have all kinds of ranges of rank, which is great because we really break down the boundaries of rank and service branches in the military. We actually, you know, have discussions that kind of poke fun of the different service branches. You know, you always have your rivalries between, you know, the Army
sure.
and the Navy and the Air Force and all that. But, you know, beyond that, we actually do get down and share great, you know, insights into best practices at different units and, you know, how have you approached this problem at your unit? And, you know, it's really just awesome information. You just really kind of get in there and listen to the responses. It's great to see senior leaders coming in there and providing valuable input too.
So are units kind of getting together on RallyPoint and connecting with each other?
Absolutely. We've got every unit. It's really the deepest Department of Defense database structure of units ever assembled. So Enon, Aaron, and I worked on the Air Force side of the house. We built that in the back end so that everybody who came into RallyPoint had a home. And just kind of how we network in the civilian world, either on LinkedIn, you have companies that are your home or your place of work. We do that in RallyPoint. And you know, it really bridges the gap between those units. And, you know, you can see a guy at the 101st, you know, and kind of who he's connected to. And that's sort of like that transparency process of finding out, you know, maybe there's a place for me there on my next assignment, you know, and I can start that conversation with folks. And we've seen that successfully happen, that the guys are jumping from unit to unit because of their connections. And it's really cool to see that happen kind of right on the platform.
Now, I've seen messages from Vietnam veterans who are commenting. They just found their unit on there, and they're talking to, you know, guys that they hadn't talked to in a long time. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the veterans that have been in Vietnam are very much active on the site. They love sharing their advice because they came from a different world, you know, of a veteran, mm-hmm. right? A different service member, a different time, that they were treated in an entirely different way. And their comments are really valuable, and they're really unique to see them commenting on discussions about, you know, how do you feel when someone thanks you for your service, you know? And it was a much different feeling back then, you know, than it is today. And so it's really neat to see the generation gap talking, you know, in that format. It's really, really cool to see them chime in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've had many Vietnam veterans over the years tell me that one of the reasons they're out there helping is they don't want to see what happened to them happen to the troops today.
Absolutely. That's a big key point that I think everybody feels that way is, you know, I made a mistake, or, you know, I may have made a mistake within my career, but I don't want to see the younger generation do that. And we see that happening every day. It's really awesome to see those, you know, key pieces of advice, those things that, you know, you may have slipped up on active duty. And you know what? There's a bunch of NCOs out there that are helping our members right now with that information.
Did you have World War II veterans on there too?
I believe we do. So I have a close World War II veteran friend just down the street from me here. He was in the 8th Air Force. He 27 combat missions in Germany, actually. A great guy. He's not on Rally Point yet, but I'm still trying to get him to join. But there are, I believe, World War II veterans on Rally Point.
Yeah, probably Korean too. Now, next week I have a World War II codebreaker on. This is going to be amazing. I know there's not many codebreakers left from what I've heard with us, though. So I was just curious about that.
That's an honor to have that conversation. I remember you told me that the other day, and I'm listening into that one for sure. So I look forward to that one.
Yeah. I just wish my dad was still with us. He was deployed in World War II in the Pacific on an aircraft carrier. Boy, he would have been glued to listening to this one. You know, I heard stories many times from him. But then other ones, like the gentleman that's on next week, World War II veteran, he apparently didn't talk about hardly anything until he was 81 years old. And it just kind of like the faucet just opened up or something. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but yeah. And his daughter wrote a book about his notes and all that he took over there. And yeah, it's going to be really good. It is an honor. You're absolutely right. Every program I do, I feel like it's an honor.
Absolutely. And just to capture those stories, you know, for future generations, it's a piece of history that you can't miss.
Yeah. And I've been told many times that the videos we did over in Iraq and Afghanistan, because of the lack of media reporting on the positive things that were happening over there, that's historic too. And I don't know if I'll see it while I'm still here, but I'd be surprised someday if the videos, you know, it's not like me up there talking, it's them, you know, and you see what they're doing. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're seen in schools across the country someday. You know,
absolutely. It's documentation. It's just like it's going to be the new age history book, really, for the next generation. We're having a whole new level of media, right, these days, that we can capture these stories. We got them going on in Rally Point, right? They got real stories of real, you know, real members who served in the military. And the same thing like you're doing with the videos. I got a chance to catch up on some of them, and they're really neat, you know, documents of history. It's really impressive stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of catching up, I don't know if everybody my age is like this, but man, this whole social networking sites and all that, it's been a long struggle for me to learn how to do all this. And watching you and some of the people that work with you and R4 Alliance and others, it's amazing. I mean, you guys really know how to do this, how to get the word out on these social networking sites.
Yeah, we realize the importance of it. I mean, I think for the longest time, I think it just hasn't been a usual thing that the military thinks about. You know, we kind of keep our heads down, and even just networking in general is kind of a foreign concept. So, you know, taking to social media and really using your connections to, you know, grow your network and strengthen, you know, your, like, just like you're doing with your alliances, it's a, it's something that we can really do better. And I think we provide a great solution for that too. But, you know, collaborating on social media outside of Rally Point is important for us too, because we want to get the word out and, you know, really help get the word out about every veteran initiative that we can. So that's it's been fun. I've enjoyed collaborating with you as well on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have. And the people at R4 Alliance, I mean, collaboration amongst veterans and civilians, but a lot of veterans, I've learned so much in the last 6 months. And I just think it's going to get even more exciting as the year goes on. So, well, I appreciate you being on tonight, Brandon. I really do. Hopefully one day we'll get to meet. But, you know, what I'd like to ask you to do is, you know, we have a lot of troops now around the world deployed in many different places. A lot of them in harm's way. Would you like to say something to them? And I'm assuming they can be a member and still be deployed, right?
Absolutely. Many of our members are deployed. And, I would love to say a shout-out. I have a personal friend of mine downrange right now, Tyrone, and I just thinking about him and his family and as well as a lot of other my friends that are getting ready to deploy too. So for everybody downrange, we're thinking about you. We really come to work every day to provide a solution that helps you out, open some career opportunities, and really just we're thinking about you and you're in our prayers and want everybody to come home safe. So thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I do want to ask you one more thing. How do people find you on some of these social networking sites?
Sure.
It's
a very easy on Rally Points. It's very easy to search my profile. It's just Brandon Charters, and I'll come right up. Air Force Captain will be my affiliation in Rally Points, and click on the profile and hit connect. It's really easy that way. And then if you want to connect, you know, outside of that, we have, we're very active on Twitter. So you can just search my name within Twitter. You'll find it. And I think the direct handle just changed it recently to kind of shorten it up, but it's @B_charters on Twitter. So you wanted to, you know, collaborate through that social media outlet too.
And then on Twitter, Rally Point is how they find Rally Point, right? And that's same
yes,
on Facebook?
Yep, the handle is Rally Point. Same thing on Facebook. I believe it's just kind of search Rally Point. We're really the only name out there, so it's really easy to find. And, we're very active. We get a great reach. And I think you'll start seeing a lot of the content that we have within the site, you know, getting out there in social media. I think that's why we grab a lot of attention from our members. They read something great, something really valuable that may help their career, and that's usually how they, you know, find us. So it's great. I hope folks do take a chance and look at the social media aspect of it as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for your service again. Thank you for what you're doing at Rally Point. And I appreciate your time tonight. Look forward to working together for a long time.
Thank you, Bob. It's an honor, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And folks, you've been hearing, again, another program on TalkingWithHeroes.com. We've been talking with Captain Brandon with RallyPoint.com, Captain Brandon Charters. And when we go off the air here, and you'll depending on when you're listening, there'll be tweets that are being put together so people can find out about this program. Ours is Talk With Heroes. You can see it on there, or Rally Point, or B_charters. When you see that tweet, please retweet it. We really want it. That's how, I mean, I'm watching this. It's really neat to see. And jump in on this. Let's help out with this collaboration and getting the message out. And so thank you again for listening. Thank you for sharing, for retweeting. And to all of our men and women who are serving around the world, if you're in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you, and God bless America.